This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program, visiting today with Sarah McDonald. Sarah is the executive director of the Shelby County Historical Museum, and we wanted to have a little fun this morning talking about what's kind of a fun and important project as they're working on preserving a few of their historic log cabins in Shelby County. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, tell me a little bit about these two log cabins that they're being worked on.
Sure. The first is the McIntosh Log Cabin, and it was built in Shelby County in 1857. It was then moved to the Historical Museum in 1970. The other is the Leland Cabin, built by Benjamin Leland in 1856, and it was moved to its current location in 1971.
And these are important. Why?
They are important because they've been in Shelby County for the entire life of the structure. They saw many, many generations of rural Iowa citizens go about their lives, and they serve as a great educational resource for not just our field trip groups, but everyone that comes to visit.
I guess it goes back to the old saying that, you know, you can read about history or you can experience history, and this is a way to actually experience it.
Exactly. They are a great testament to how far we've come and the more important things in life.
You bet. What are these log cabins used for currently?
They are currently used for tours. We do activities with them, with our field trip groups. We also have events each year. We have Log Cabin Day in June. And then in December, we also have Santa in the Cabins, where Santa comes to the McIntosh Cabin, and kids get to sit on Santa's lap and have their picture taken and talk to Santa.
So these are a part of the local history, and that's, of course, why they're important. But to make them last, we want to keep them as original as possible. But we all know that, weather does things, and we need to make sure that they last. As time marches forward, things need to be done. And you're working on some issues right now. What popped up that made the restoration something that you needed to take care of?
So both cabins have issues with the chinking falling off, and so that chinking is kind of the mortar-like material in between the logs. That was starting to fall off. Sections of the logs were becoming vulnerable to the weather and changes in temperature, in addition to bugs and pests. So we just want to kind of halt the passage of time on those and keep them as an educational resource.
Okay. Well, yeah, it looks like a lot of different types of repairs are being done right now.
Yes. So the preservation process includes, like I said, removing that crumbling chinking. They're going to repair some of the logs using a Dutchman repair, and then they're going to replace any damaged logs that can't be repaired. Then they're going to stabilize the structures and make sure they're safe to be inside. They will clean them using corn cobs with a process known as cob blasting. Then they'll treat them for weather and bugs using boron preservatives, an insecticide, and then a log oil with mold-resistant additives are applied to protect those structures. They'll then repair and replace the door and window frames, reapply that chinking in between the logs. Then they're going to reframe the roofs to their original pitches and put on a rubber shake roof to, number one, protect the structures, and number two, give them more of a historic-looking finish.
Wow. The estimate that they gave you, that the workers gave you, must have been, I mean, to me, I'd have to scratch my head, because you're going to have to be more specific, because I have no idea half the things that you're talking about. This is very specific.
Yes, it is. It's a very skilled process, one that I personally was not prepared to do. So we wanted to make sure that we have people doing that is what they do. They make sure that they're using the best materials, that they're completing this work safely. So we've contracted with Heritage Woodworks out of Clemens, Iowa. and they're doing all of that work for us. So it will be done professionally and safely, and we're really excited to see that final result.
Yeah. Was it difficult to find people to be able to do this specific type of work?
It was, and we wanted to keep the work as local as possible. So it was really hard to find a company that was, number one, willing to come out, and number two, able to take care of that work for us. So we were really excited to find a company in Iowa to do that.
Yeah, with all due respect to all the great local contractors we have, it's probably not necessarily right up the alley of a lot of the local folks.
And you never know, it involves a lot of different types of disciplines, too. So it combines a lot of different skills, and it's a very time-consuming project. So it was hard to find just the right mix of contracting skills to take care of it.
Yeah, you bet. And with all the work that you outlined there, I assume this is going to take a little while.
Yes, they estimate it will take 8 weeks to finish.
Okay. Now, is that all being done on-site?
Yes, we were lucky that they did not have to pick up the cabins and move them elsewhere to work on them. The foundations beneath both cabins are solid, so the cabins didn't need to be moved. They're doing all of that work in place.
Well, that's kind of exciting. Sometimes that doesn't happen with these types of specific projects.
Yes, so it's great to be able to drive by and kind of check out their progress as they work through it.
Yeah, well, you know, sadly, during this work, which of course is necessary, the cabins are kind of out of commission for the time being. So how much of a dent does that put on the use it would normally get for this time of the year?
This time of year, we normally have a ton of first grade field trips that love to visit the cabins. So we're having to edit those field trips for this year so we can still take a look from the outside and we can learn about how pioneers lived. But all of that does have to take place outside just for everyone's safety. But we do have a virtual tour online. And once the cabins are complete, we'll be able to add virtual tours of the cabins to the virtual tour we have online. So if anybody comes to the area and the cabins aren't quite finished, they'll still be able to check those out once they're complete.
Sarah, are the cabins a big part of the Shelby County Historical Museum's exhibits there?
They are. They're part of our official business logo. They're what people recognize when they drive by our buildings. So they're definitely a bit of a landmark for us.
Yeah. So I'm obviously disappointing that they're not available right now, but they will be available later this season.
Yes, later this season they will be available, and what's better, they will be available for many, many years to come thanks to this work.
Yeah, that's the good part. Do you know when the last time any work was done on these?
I do not know for sure. I want to say the early 1970s, but I think there's been some touch-ups since that time, but I think the bulk of the work took place during the 1970s.
Yeah, so the heavy renovation, say 50 years ago, so that bodes well from here on out.
Yes, for sure.
Very good. When the cabins are in use, is there a charge to be able to experience that, or is that something that's free to the public?
It is free to the public for everyone. You don't have to be from Shelby County or living in Shelby County. We are free. Our regular buildings are free as well. We want to welcome as many people as possible.
Do you get a lot of use? Do they get a lot of visitors in the year?
Yes, we consistently have over 2,000 visitors each year, and that number has increased over the last few years as well. So they see plenty of visitors.
Is a lot of the traffic there, is it within the county or is it from outside of the Shelby County area?
We have a good mix. We have a lot of people from Shelby County, but we also see a lot of people who are traveling through the area to visit family or maybe camping at Prairie Rose. So we see a lot of different visitors for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, too. There are multiple attractions in the area that folks would want to come to Shelby County and visit, and that sure helps when you're not just the only thing, but you're one of several things that folks would make a trip for.
Exactly. You can make a whole day out of it by coming out here.
Very good. Well, we look forward to seeing those cabins, the McIntosh and Leland log cabins at the Shelby County Historical Museum, back in action again, ready to go for maybe another 50 years after the renovation is completed. It's always a disappointing time when you have to shut things down, but we understand why, and it's a good project that's been in the works for a while, so good to see some progress made there. Sarah McDonald is the Executive Director of the Shelby County Historical Museum, visiting with us this morning. Sarah, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the start of the travel season here this year.
Thank you so much for having me.